When Jane Ace decided to adopt an orphan and brought home a 20-year-old big hulk of a lad, Mr. Ace was dumbfounded. Last night, he made Jane see it his way, that the big fellow should be sent back. And we left off with Jane gently breaking the news to him that she and Mr. Ace weren't his real parents. Mr. Ace has stayed away from his office today to take him back. But as we look in at the Aces at 10 o'clock this morning, we find the orphan still there. And Jane, Mr. Ace, and their friend Marge standing helplessly by. Listen.
Well, this is the most aggravating, unbelievable situation I've ever been in. He's got to go back, but he won't move. Look at him. He won't talk and he won't move. Just sits there and glares. I can't drag him out. It's like pushing up against the Empire State Building.
Well, we may have to blast.
This is no time for comedy, Marge. You go on to work. Just because I'm stuck here is no reason that
oh,
you...
no, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Well, you're a big help.
Cokie, don't you want to go bye-bye with a nice man?
Well, and you stop that silly baby talk.
No answer.
Talking baby talk to Van Man Mountain. Listen, are you going peacefully with me or not?
No answer.
Now, look, young fella, I'm taking you back to the orphanage, but it's only for a month. I've explained it to you. You're 21 next month. They let you out when you're 21. You're a free man. And I'm getting you a job at the Everett department store on the day you're out. Don't you get that?
No answer.
Oh, what is it?
You could hardly blame him for not wanting to go back. After all, there's nothing particularly cheerful about the prospect of living in an orphanage.
Oh, you're with him. Why don't you ask him to move over and you sit down there with him?
Maybe I ought to try my hand here. I might have better luck. Now, Cokie.
Yeah?
Thank heaven he can still talk.
Cokie, do you believe we're your friends?
No answer.
Well, you do believe I'm your friend, don't you?
Yeah.
Good.
And I suppose you think I'm not. I go to the trouble of lining you up a job when you get out of that place, and you sit there
now,
and...
Quiet, Ace. Let me handle
well...
it.
Well...
Now, I'm your friend, and you know that. I wouldn't want you to do anything that wasn't right for you, would I?
No.
You bet I wouldn't. Now, will you believe me when I tell you that these people are doing you a favor, taking you back and getting you a start in life beginning next month?
No answer.
That settles it. I'm going out to that orphanage and talk to the authorities and have them drag him out of here.
Oh, no.
What?
You can't go. I won't let you.
You won't let me. Whose house is this? I say, whose house is this? Whose house is this? I'm beginning to wonder myself. What is this I've gotten into here?
It is getting serious.
Serious? Well, I never met with anything like it. I'd call the police if I didn't want any notoriety on it. Get a load of him there. And what am I doing sitting here arguing with him about it? I'm calling up the orphanage, that's all. Let me have that phone.
Oh, no, you don't.
What? You get away from that phone.
Oh, no, you don't.
Now, take it easy, eh?
Take it easy. If I can't use my own phone in my own home, well, it's... All right, I'll walk up to the corner and call up. This thing has gone far enough. For 2 hours now, I've been standing here butting my head against a stone wall. Where's my hat?
Here it is, dear.
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't walk. Get away from that door.
Oh, no.
This frightens me a little.
Jane, you call up on that phone.
Call who?
Call the orphanage. Tell them to send down some of their biggest and their...
Oh, no, you don't.
Dear.
You let her alone.
Now, look, Cokie, don't act like that. We're only trying to help you.
Yeah? Sending me back there? I seen him coming back. Those nobody wants. I'm not going back.
Well, you're not going to stay here. All right, and you won't go back. Now, you get out of here and go anywhere you like. Do you hear me?
No answer.
Don't sit down there again. Did you hear me tell you you're going out of here?
Now, don't work him up again, Ace. As long as he sits there quietly, let him sit there.
Let him sit there, and I have to stand by helplessly and not do anything about it?
I'll sneak the house pretty soon and call the orphanage myself.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, now, Cokie, I'm your friend.
Oh, no, you're not.
He's changed.
But you said I was your friend.
Well, maybe if I asked him, dear.
Maybe if you hadn't brought him here, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, there's no use crying over spoiled milk. I'll try to talk him. Cokie, you believe I'm your friend, don't you?
No answer.
I'll try again, then. Cokie, do you like it here?
Yeah.
See, dear? Cokie, do you want to stay here all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, now he's talking.
Does he want to stay here all the time? What kind
of
talk?
Dear, I'm just trying out different things to see what he'll talk about.
Well,
Cokie, if we let you stay here all the time, will you be a good boy?
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Well, Cokie, you can stay here all the time.
Can I?
Yes.
Oh, but Jane,
now, wait a minute,
you...
Marge. Now, you can stay here all the time, but you have to be a good boy.
Well, you fixed it fine.
Wait, dear. Is that all right, Cokie?
Yeah.
All right. Now, be a good boy and go back to the orphanage with Mr. Ace.
I won't go.
What kind of a routine was that?
Well, I just tried to trick him, but it didn't work.
Trick, huh?
Well, you have to do it sometimes with children, like my mother used
what
to do.
What children? Do you call that big six-footer a child? Get a look at those shoulders and those arms and those hands. What children are you talking about?
You come back here.
Oh, coming right back.
What was that?
Trying a little tricking myself, only I didn't get far. If I could get to that back door.
Oh, no, you won't.
Well, that's fine. We're prisoners here now. In my own home, we're prisoners.
Well, it looks that way.
But things like this don't happen. Not in broad daylight. He can't...
Don't start riling him up again.
But how long are we going...
Oh, I'm so thirsty. I guess it was the eggs. I put so much salt in a by mistake. I'm so thirsty. Aren't you thirsty, Marge? I bet you are, dear. Well, don't worry. I'll get you all a nice glass of water. I can't imagine how thirsty I got all of a sudden. I never was so thirsty in all
of
my...
Oh, no, you don't.
What?
Sit down.
But I'm thirsty.
Sit down.
Shoot, that didn't work either.
There was a brilliant bit of acting there, Jane.
Oh, the children nowadays are so smart.
Oh, stop calling him a child. How can you look at him and even think of a child? How could I look at him and say this Tom is more than I... Now, listen, you. I've had about enough out of you. I mean business now. I'm going to let you have it.
Now, dear, don't you hurt him.
You're either going out of here peacefully or I'm going to knock you so flat.
Now, dear, don't you hurt him.
Carefully.
Careful nothing. He means nothing to me but trouble, and I've stood about all I'm going to. I'll show him. See how he likes...
Now, dear, don't you hurt him.
Oh.
Wait. Dear, don't you hurt yourself. Dear.
Quick, Jane, let me have...
Oh, no, you don't.
Why, you big lummox. Who do you think you are hitting around here? He was only trying to do you a favor, and you're
now,
just...
Now, dear, speak to me. No. No answer. Marge.
Well, he'll be all right, Jane.
But when?
He's all right. He's coming, too. Ace.
What?
Snap out of it.
What time is it?
10:30.
Ten. I must have overslept.
Well, he's all right now, Jane. Just leave him rest there for a minute. Oh, there's somebody. Now we'll see what's what.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, don't I? You try to stop
me. You stay here.
I'm not going anywhere.
What happened?
Johnny, of all people, am I glad to see you.
Hello, Marge. How's everything?
Awful. Come in here.
Oh, what's up?
Plenty. Take a look at that.
Well, who's he?
Hello, Johnny.
Well, how's the kid sister? Surprised to see me? Well, Ace, here you are. I was at your office, and they told me you hadn't come down yet, so I thought I'd drive out and see what... Well, what's the matter with him?
He hit him hard, too.
What?
This is the child Jane thought of adopting.
Yes, Ace was over telling us about it yesterday. We were giving him a job at the department store. I bet he was going back to the orphanage for a month.
So did we, but try to get him out of here.
Well, what do you mean?
Who is that, Jane? I can't see very well.
It's Johnny, dear.
Oh, Johnny, what are you doing here?
Say, things are pretty bad here. What do you mean you can't get him out of here?
He won't budge.
He won't budge? Well, that ought to be easy. Why don't you call up the orphanage? They'll take care of him.
Oh, no, you won't.
What?
Oh, no, you won't.
Now, see here, my good fellow. You may be able to bluff these people here, but you'll find me a little different.
Johnny, I wouldn't start anything with
you. Oh, leave it to me.
But look at Ace.
Well, he always was a sucker for a ride.
I was.
What you need is a few lessons in the art of self-defense.
And you think you can give them to me?
Well, I don't like to brag.
No, you don't like to brag.
Well, now I'll show you how to handle it. Come on, Sonny, you're going with me.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Johnny, be careful.
Oh, don't worry, Marge. I'm pretty handy with the gloves myself. I'll be a good boy and come with me.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, you won't. Well, how do you like...
I didn't want to do it. He made me do it.
Johnny, speak to me.
I'll move over and make room for Johnny.
And you were pretty handy with the gloves.
Did I go down like that, too?
Just about. Johnny, oh, dear, look at him. He's so quiet.
That's a nice change.
Oh, he'll be all right, Jane. Look, he's coming out of it.
Johnny!
What pushed me?
It was a right to the eye.
Oh.
Are you all right?
What?
He's all right, Jane. Now, take it easy, Johnny.
Oh, yes, I remember. Did you see that wallop?
I had a bird's eye view.
Move over, will you?
I don't believe there's room on this couch for the three of us.
What three?
Me and you and my left eye.
Oh, is my head on straight?
I thought you were handy with the glove.
I am, but I always fight according to Marcus of Queensbury rules.
He probably hasn't read up on that. I can get him a copy, though, if that's what
you... How long has this man been here?
Too long.
Jane, how long have you had this man here?
How long? Well, we're married, you know
what?
That.
No, I mean this other man.
Well, he's no man. He's our boy.
No boy has a wallop like that. He's a man if I ever saw one.
He is not. He's just a boy from the
office.
All
right, let's not argue. We'll compromise. Man and boy, he's been with us 2 days now. And we had hopes of getting him out of here this morning.
What? You're going to let him get away from you?
Let him. I'm afraid of heaven he gets away from me.
You want to give him up?
Why, sure. What are you talking about?
If I take him off your hands, can I have him?
If you take him off my... I'll even make it worth your while if you do.
Okay, now remember, he's all mine.
Get him out of here in a year.
Yeah, that's
That's what I have to do.
What's
now.
This all about? What are you driving at?
Boy, this is a chance you missed.
What chance? I don't know what you're talking.
He's a natural, I tell you. There's a fortune in him.
A what?
I'm his manager. I earned it just now. You're a witness.
Well, wait a minute now. I take that all back. I did a little earning myself before you came in here.
Well, what's the matter? What are they talking about?
I think they're out of their minds.
I'm surprised I'm not after that right landed.
What a right. Has he got a right?
What's it to you if he has?
I'm cutting myself in, you understand?
He's mine.
We're partners, you and me. We've got a gold mine here. Has he got a right?
Well, I have, too. I've got just as much right to him as you two have.
And so Mr. Ace and his brother-in-law and Jane are partners in the next heavyweight champ of the world. With Jane in the fight racket, we may expect some startling developments as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.